science, especially since 1800, is identified with the relentless and even accelerating pace of social change that has been characteristic initially of Western societies and has now become a global phenomenon. I want to emphasize that this is a phenomenon that we can, whose onset we can recognize in the early 19th century. And we'll set that aside for the moment. I'll come back to it. One might think, one is tempted to speak of scientific discoveries as being the source of science's power to be a driver of social change, that scientists have been discovering continually and relentlessly discovering new truths about nature, and that the change follows from that. But I want to argue and to emphasize, as I will repeatedly throughout this course, that it is scientific ideas that are responsible for this change, not discoveries. That, as a matter of fact, discoveries are ideas incarnate, that it is the ideas that are the source of science's power, not discoveries. Copernicus did not discover that the Earth moved around the sun. It was an idea of Copernicus's that the Earth moved around the sun rather than that the sun moved around the Earth. Einstein did not discover the special or general theories of relativity. Einstein had an idea that led to the special theory of relativity, a